This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us here. Go to discord.lrn.fm and just join the first chat room there, and we'll join you, and you'll get on the radio here with us. Now, you can bring up anything you want. Obviously, we always bring stuff to the table worthy of discussing. And I want to welcome back special guest host Conan and Ian here. Hey, Conan.
Hey.
You're normally here Wednesday night. Daryl is gone tonight, and we have replaced him with TJ.
TJ the spy in the studio, my good sir. It's good to be back. You know, I feel so relaxed. I was telling my shrink the other day, they said, is there anything you enjoy? And I said, pretty much the only thing I've ever enjoyed in life that gave me pleasure was being behind the microphone.
No.
The Liberty Radio Network. Because, you know, inevitably something crazy would always happen. There was never a lack of drama. And so, you know, just having to explain my entire life here to my therapist was kind of like an ordeal. Took a whole, like, four sessions just to get, she's like, who's Ian Freeman again? And, you know, FBI and, you know, this and that. And just, it was a wonderful thing. But, yeah, I'm great to be back. And, you know,
it's great to have you back. Although it's temporary. You're only here visiting for Forkfest, which is starting up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, actually. Yes.
And we're, of course, getting all packed up here today. Conan's, he's not going. But
I got animals to feed.
But most of the rest of everybody from this area, I think, is heading up for Forkfest and or Porkfest, which is the event following that. And I think Forkfest is going to turn out to be pretty good. I'm going to guess there's probably going to be maybe approximately upwards of 100 people there, because there's like 45 people in the Forkfest chat room on Telegram, and some people are already there. People who weren't in the chat room are already up there at Forkfest. So, I mean, pre-Forkfest, as of earlier this week. So if people are already showing up, you know, 2-3 days in advance, that's...
Well, I came all the way...
Hardcore. Yeah.
As you know, I came all the way from Denver, Colorado, where
I... You drove here.
Yes, drove here because I refused to give the TSA my information, mm-hmm. So I drive religiously. But anyway, yes, I drove here from Denver, Colorado, drove it straight through. And stopped in St. Louis.
Saw you didn't even go to sleep?
Well, I...
How long is it straight from Denver to New Hampshire?
It is a 12-hour drive from Denver to St. Louis, and then from St. Louis to Keene, New Hampshire is another 18.
Okay, so you stopped off in St. Louis for a little bit.
No. Straight through.
Okay. Wow. That's hardcore, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're doing Uber driving.
Uber and Lyft, correct.
You told us when you'd called in a little while back. So, I have an Uber-related story that I've had in show prep for a little bit. We'll get into that. Plus, Conan, you've got a story that you wanted to share about some cop supporters shutting down a woman's business over, apparently, a Facebook post?
As is the times, somebody decided that they would stand up to this oppressive regime that are the cops and say, we're not going to serve them here.
Let's talk about that. Let's start with that story if you've got it ready.
I got it ready to go.
Yeah, let's do that.
So this happened late last year. I'm reading this from news.com.au. And when a coffee shop owner's 23-year-old daughter went on Facebook... a rant about police officers late last week, little did she realize it would ruin her beloved business forever.
Now, this happened last year, right? Just so
I'm not sure when she actually posted, but her... All right, we're going to get to what happened late last year. Cato Mealy, the owner of the White Rose Coffee House in Lynn, Boston. That's right across the street from us, pretty much.
Wasn't the White Rose the society that published underground publications during, like, Nazi Germany times? And they were... killed by the Nazis.
Yeah, it does ring a bell.
Yeah.
So yes, it's in just right across the river from us, Boston. Went into major damage control when her daughter Sophie CK said she would never allow a coffee with a cop even to take place in my family's establishment ever.
Now, coffee with a cop, for those that don't know, is kind of a I don't know if it's nationwide, but it's definitely something I've seen before with where cops, you know, whether it's the police chief or their spokesperson or whoever it is, they select for this.
Do they have that here in Keene?
I am not sure about that. That's a good question. I know I've had coffee with cops before.
And backseat driving with them.
Yeah. Well, right. We did a ride-along years ago, and they stopped doing ride-alongs after they did a ride-along with us. And it was actually a really good ride-along, and we got along great with Shane Maxfield, who was a sergeant, I think, at that time. But so the coffee with a cop thing is where they'll announce that, hey, one of our officers is going to be at Starbucks or wherever, and you know they'll be there, and you can go
ask
talk
whatever.
To a cop.
And, of course, this article even goes into explain coffee with a cop was started in the U.S. in 2011 as a chance for the community to speak with their local police officers over a cup of coffee. When one of Sophie's Facebook friends said her opinion sounds like a mistake, she pushed further. Absolutely not a mistake. Citizens do not need to humanize police officers. Police officers need to humanize citizens, particularly black citizens. Why they seem to struggle with doing considerably keep, or, and there's a little bit of grammar here, struggle with doing considering they keep murdering them. Sophie was a manager at the White Rose, added. Mm. In a separate post, she wrote, I will not be part of the false rhetoric that cops are just misunderstood good guys. They uphold an unjust system and murder without consequence.
Wow, what can we do to get this chick to New Hampshire?
I don't know if we want her. When you start getting behind her mother and her political views, probably big Bernie bros.
Yeah,
I'm thinking the White Rose might have something, the actual title might have something to do with that, some communist thing.
Hmm. Yeah, but, I don't know what the viewpoint of the White Rose was back in the day, back in Nazi Germany, but I did, at one point I saw a movie about it, but apparently I didn't retain that much.
The White Rose Society,
right.
I think.
Yeah, that's what they were, the White Rose Society. They published anti-Nazi stuff secretly, and somehow were found out, and then put to death. Sad story. It's definitely a tragedy.
As soon as Mealy, that's the mother of Sophie, saw the post, she demanded Sophie delete them, mm-hmm. which she did. But unfortunately, the damage was already done.
Wow.
A large group from the website that originally published the comments descended on White Rose's Coffeehouse Facebook page, leaving hundreds of bad reviews and comments, ruining its original 5-star rating it had built over the first year. And I believe that it was the, I think this was originally posted on the Blue Line, the Thin Blue Line.
One of their websites.
I didn't even realize they had one that was totally designated to just talking about. You know, the glories and the heroic deeds of our police officers.
Oh, there's plenty of pro-cop sites out there. Some of them will actually vet the site members to make sure they're actual cops.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there are sites just for cops for them to talk to one another. And, of course, they're just full of all kinds of anger and hatred towards, you know, various different members of the community.
Well, if you read the comments on any of these articles I was able to find, that's exactly what it is. There is no pro support for this family. Sophie received rape threats. The cafe phone rang off the hook with people abusing them, hoping they would drown or that their business was ruined. And the part of the rape threats were, we hope you get raped and that no cop is available to come help you.
That sounds like Christopher Cantwell's voicemail.
I suspect that's would be the case. I suspect that the police did nothing whatsoever to investigate these threats,
They were probably cops.
That were posting those things? Good chance of it. I would say so.
Or police officers, family members.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
The mother reported, these are people targeting us for the stupid opinion of a 23-year-old, my 23-year-old daughter. She told the boss.
Her opinion is spot on. Your daughter is absolutely right about the police and the fact that these people are coming out with death threats and rape threats against her indicates, hey, Mom, you're on the wrong side of this.
Yeah, that's the saddest part about this. She might not, and you know what? Here's the big thing about this. I believe that the mother, I think she's totally on board with this opinion.
With her daughter's opinion?
With her daughter's opinion.
What makes you believe that?
Just from seeing her interviews and looking at the signs and whatnot that they have posted on the restaurant, on the coffee house. She is, you know, I believe that she is anti-police state. And I believe that
she's too cowardly?
Yes, absolutely. And she fears for her business, which we're going to find out didn't make it. Mealy released a lengthy statement to the local police department apologizing, and even the lynch chief, the police tried to douse the Firestone. This is a non-story, Michael McGeary, the police chief, told local paper Daily Item. This young lady has the right to say whatever she wants, and we respect that.
Wow, okay. Well, that's good, because there was a police chief in Exeter, New Hampshire recently who had a man arrested who commented negatively on a newspaper article about the police chief.
Wow.
And subsequently, those charges were dropped that he was slapped with. There's more coming up here in moments. Join us. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Taking control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Conan.
And TJ the Spy.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are new to the world of cryptocurrency, what better place to start than learning about the one that created them all, basically, Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can get the basics about Bitcoin there, and also you can dig further in, and you can buy your first Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin Core. You can get Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you. They've also got a mining pool, so if you want to get involved in the mining aspect of Bitcoin, they make it super easy over at pool.bitcoin.com, where you don't have to do any of the hard work of actually having to know how to set up a server to mine and, you know, graphics cards and all the hardware configuration and software configurations. You just have them take care of it for you, and then they pay you out every single month, every single day, actually. You get a statement every month. Go to pool.bitcoin.com to do that. That's pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, just the eve of Forkfest.
Yes.
Is where we are. We're talking about, apparently this was in Massachusetts, Conan, this story that you're sharing with us.
Lynn, Massachusetts.
Where there was a coffee shop named after the White Rose, which was a society that was anti-Nazi in Germany.
Right, they were activists. They did a lot of pamphlet throwing. They basically were the resistance.
Correct. They were undermining quietly the Nazi propaganda with their own. And
until they were subsequently all arrested in Friday Gestapo.
And now history is repeating itself, where the White Rose Cafe, one of the managers, who is the daughter of the owner...
How ironic is all of this?
...spoke out and spoke out against police militarization on Facebook. That resulted in her mother freaking out. Now, Conan, you're speculating, saying that you believe that mom in this case, even though she...
Look at the name of her establishment.
Could have been
her
a coincidence. Could have been a coincidence. Maybe she just likes white flowers. I mean, maybe it's not named after the White Rose Society. I don't know. But you're right. That could be a hint. But you're saying that even though mom is trying to backpedal this, or tried real hard to backpedal this, she demanded her daughter remove the comment.
She fired her daughter.
Fired her daughter. She made a statement to the police department and, you know, was so apologetic. But yet, she and her daughter were facing death threats. They were facing rape threats, comments, negative, nasty comments coming in on their Facebook page.
Five-star review reduced to a one-star.
Ruined by hundreds of commenters who probably have never set foot in the actual restaurant.
And, you know, I probably missed this story because I don't listen to enough Howie Carr and Rush Limbaugh.
You think Howie Carr would have talked about this?
Oh, definitely. It's a Massachusetts story.
Okay, true.
I believe that he probably got his callers... He probably had a poll, and he's like, how many of you agree with this person? How many of you agree with the police? And if you disagree, you all need to call this establishment right now. He probably had the number on his show.
I don't know. You're referring to a guy who's he does a regional talk show in New England. People outside of New England probably don't know who Howie Carr is. But if you are a talk radio listener in New England, you probably do know who he is because he's all over the place.
Big, thin, blue-eyed supporter, big Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah, total Republican, right-wing police status.
Sounds like somebody I'd like to meet as a spy.
Would you?
Yeah, sure. Why? I always find people who have different ideologies. I mean, that was my job as a spy, was to understand an adversary. And, of course, adversaries typically had very strange ideas, as you might imagine, like, you know, wanting to kill lots of Americans. So it's not, you know, just... and I'm just thinking... You know, a lot of this sounds like the information warfare we used to engage in. Just as now it's Facebook. It's so gosh darn easy to destroy your business. You can have a beautiful five-star review restaurant on Google and one comment on Facebook. Wow. And it's amazing.
They should have just taken it down. They should have taken the page down. Because you can do that, right?
Like you can't take your Yelp page down.
Really? Okay. Even if you pay Yelp? Because I know I've heard rumor if you pay Yelp, they'll let you go and remove naughty comments.
I think money talks. So I think you're absolutely right. If you know who to talk to, there's ways to do that.
Well, I think this is a bad thing, but for a different reason. Because one of the things in a free society is you should be free to say things and then later say, you know what, I changed my mind. I said something that was offensive, and I didn't really know whatever group, gay people, black people, whatever group you're not familiar with. But now that I know more, I actually realize I was wrong. And I think that's a wonderful right to have as an American, that you can change your mind. And
yeah, but that doesn't mean everybody else is going to accept it, right?
But you know what? If this young woman had said something bigotorily against gays or minorities or any kind of minority, and this backlash was to hit their establishment like it did and failed, I'd be like, all right, yeah, that makes complete sense. But public servants, whether they be the military or whether they be the post office or, you know, my own position, yeah, or they, whether they be police officers or the fire department, whoever, you know, all she's doing is calling them out for their bad deeds.
Yeah.
And there are bad deeds out there, a lot more than should be happening.
We could fill entire shows.
There are a lot of bad apples out there, a lot more than there should be.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I have, if when the criticism is on these public servants, I have no, I make no excuse for them.
We're going to continue. I know that you had more to the story. We were just getting into the part where she was writing a letter to the police chief. There is more.
She's trying to pick up the pieces, and it just doesn't work.
And this is before her business completely folded.
Right.
That's part of the story still to come. Let's go first, though, to Nolan. He's in upstate New York, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Nolan. Hello? Nolan? In New York? Do we have Nolan going once? Do we have Nolan in New York going twice? All right, we'll put Nolan back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or there's some sort of switch that needs to be flipped on our board op over there in the network studios. So we'll check back with him in a moment. Let's continue the story here.
So sadly, Michael McGeary, the police chief, says, this young lady has the right to say whatever she wants, and we respect that. We will continue to do our job every day. My sense is that most officers will avoid the establishment, but that is their choice.
It is. And that should be, you know, the freedom of people to boycott and to, you know, not bring their business somewhere. And certainly to talk badly about a business.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all within freedom of speech. It's all within the marketplace and the freedoms that we should have. But to cross over into threats of death, to cross over into threats of rape, that is not okay. And, you know, as I said before, I expect the police did not do much to investigate, if they even went to them with those.
Yeah, I don't think that there were enough police even in this little town to have actually shut this place down. It was their supporters.
Absolutely, of course.
If I understand correctly, I think there's only three police officers.
Wow. All right. Tell me more.
Mealy, the owner, used a public statement to apologize for the reprehensible affront, distasteful bias, and hateful remarks made by the manager, which was the daughter of the White Rose, on a personal Facebook page. Mealy even fired her own daughter in a bid to get customers back into her empty store.
It's pathetic.
Quote, as a beginning, I invited interested Lynn law enforcement to visit the White Rose on Monday, October 16th, or any time to help us make amends, but more importantly, provide us with some guidance and suggestions that through a cooperative effort, we will help make an ever-improving Lynn, the statement read. But despite everything, no police officers or customers showed up.
So, you got to be wrong about the number of police officers. The city of Lynn is actually one of the larger cities in Massachusetts. It's in the top 10 with a total population of 90,000 people.
Ooh, wow.
So, given that Keene has 40-plus uniformed officers, you're probably looking at over 100 officers.
You're absolutely right. I think what I read was the daughter might have said something to the effect, we haven't even had three police officers in the whole time I've worked here.
Well, let's continue the discussion here in moments, because really my question is, what would have happened if Mom had actually backed her daughter, if they'd actually stayed strong on message and stood up against the police
state? Instead of calling her out and saying she did wrong.
Yeah, and trying to back everything back, trying to, you know, bring it all back and undo the damage, which obviously didn't work. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a pair of immigration bills next week. One of the main reasons the votes will take place is Congressman Jeff Dunham, He joined Fox News to talk about the bills.
Accomplishes our primary goal, making sure that Dreamers are protected from day one and that we actually have a path forward for not only those that signed up for DACA, but those that were DACA eligible and those that have aged into it. And we're doing it with border security, something the American public has been asking for.
In the last just over year and a half, President Trump and Senator Lindsey Graham haven't always seen eye to eye on everything, but there is one thing they can agree upon. President Trump had a very successful trip in Singapore.
President Trump has done more in 500 days to deal with North Korea than every president in the last 30 years.
The Dow lost 119 points to close the day at 25,201. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a restaurant or a coffee shop in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Was
a coffee shop. It is now done for because of the ongoing internet attacks against it and real life boycott.
According to the owner.
Yeah.
I don't really know. It could be. She could have money problems.
Could have been.
She could just be blaming it on the police. But
the claim is that business dried up after her daughter made a statement online that was critical of the police, the police state, the militarization of the police. We'll continue the story.
Rightfully so, by the way.
Indeed. And then we'll continue that. Also, want to make sure you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. In fact, I happen to know that Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix is going to be heading up to, I believe, both ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, again, ForkFest kicks off tomorrow. So we'll look forward to seeing some of you up there in Lancaster, New Hampshire, which we'll talk about a little bit more here. I believe we actually have Nolan on with us now in upstate New York. Nolan, are you there? Oh, our board op said he was there. Nolan, going once, going twice. We're just going to have to let you go at this point. Oh, you are there. You are there.
Yes. Okay. Hi.
Okay. You're really quiet. I think that I'm going to turn you up on my end here. Hopefully, the board out there can turn you up there as well. Go ahead, Nolan.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I was watching, I'm not sure if you watched any of the primaries last night, but pretty much if you were a Libertarian Republican, it was not a great night for you.
Are you talking about New York primaries?
No, I'm talking about last night they had primaries in Virginia, Maine, Nevada, South Carolina.
Okay.
In Virginia. So last night there was this guy in Virginia who was running as a Republican named Nick Freetas. He was a Green Beret. He was a Libertarian Republican. And
I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, he was like, I mean, he was a Republican, but he was like he had a more libertarian voting record. Like he was more in favor of like the Second Amendment and marijuana and stuff like that, which a lot
okay.
of Republicans
aren't.
And he came like extremely close to winning the primary, but instead the Republicans went with Corey Stewart, who's a pro-Confederate alt-right guy.
Yeah,
they only went with him because he likes Trump.
Okay.
And then what was even worse was there's this guy, I'm not sure if you've heard of him, named Mark Sanford. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't pay any attention whatsoever to politicians. I really don't care who they are and what they do.
Especially if they're not in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The only Mark Sanford I know was Governor Sanford of Virginia. He like went off on the Appalachian Trail with his mistress, didn't he?
That was South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he last night, what happened was after he was governor, it's that Sanford, after he left as governor, he went back to the House, and he's been in for a couple terms, but what happened was yesterday, he got voted out, and he was like a big libertarian guy. I think he has like a job at like a marijuana company, but he had one of the most, like he was kind of like a Justin Amash type, and
okay.
that didn't make Trump happy.
Okay.
So I guess Trump put out a tweet yesterday endorsing his primary opponent.
Gotcha. Well, look here, man. It's tough. I mean, you could probably go through some laundry list of all these loser politicians who failed at their attempts to, you know, get somewhere in this political system, which is obviously stacked against people who might take a more pro-freedom perspective on things. It also, you know, and hey, everybody's got their hobby. Some people it's watching sports. Some people it's watching politics. Ultimately, you know, politics probably more important, but the names to me don't really care. I don't really care who they are, and to me they're all a bunch of scum, and they're a bunch of liars and thieves.
Just a bunch of dudes who get off on ruling their neighbor.
Right, and certainly I don't blame anybody for wanting to choose the lesser of the evils and trying to figure out who the lesser of the evils is. I don't blame anybody for that. I think that you're fully within your rights to do that. I've done it before. I think we've all done it when it comes to going and voting for the lesser of two evils. But I'd much rather have somebody, if I'm going to vote, I'd much rather have somebody that I can vote for, that I can feel good about voting for, because that person is an actual libertarian, somebody who understands the ideas of non-aggression and peace and can communicate those effectively. And you're not going to get that from most of these libertarian Republicans, as you've pointed out, or you know, whatever the term you've pointed out. Maybe they're libertarian on a few issues, but they're not really libertarians. Not people who understand what non-aggression is. And so that's why I'd recommend to anybody out there who is concerned with freedom and who wants to find candidates worth supporting, move to New Hampshire. Join the ongoing migration of liberty-loving people, many of whom are running for political office here.
Yeah, you can elect Senator Freeman this year. Libertarian Senator Freeman.
I am running for state senate as a libertarian. We should have a fairly large slate of candidates running as a libertarian this year, because the Libertarian Party actually has full ballot access this year for the first time in two decades here in New Hampshire. It's actually as easy to get on the ballot here as it is if you're a Republican or a Democrat. And there are so many libertarians here in New Hampshire that many of them are running as Republicans and Democrats. So you may end up having races here where you've got a libertarian running as a Republican versus a libertarian running as a libertarian, and maybe a libertarian running as a Democrat. Wouldn't that be fun if all three of the candidates were actually like free staters?
You got to pick from three libertarians?
Yes, that's called
maybe
election.
Well, let's rig it, because that's what they would do to us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nolan, how do you think the general election is going to go down? What's your feeling on that with all these Trump haters and Trump lovers out there? The general election.
Oh, well, I think I think it's shaping up to be a not so great year for Republicans because
I
read on Twitter there was this one guy who was like this big conservative columnist, and he was saying he talked to a lot of people, and he didn't know if it was widespread or not, but he was talking to a lot of people in Virginia who said they were going to leave the Republican Party because of Corey Stewart, the pro-Confederate Trump guy, getting the nomination to go up against Tim Kaine in November instead of Nick Freetas. And he said that because they were so upset about that, a lot of them were thinking about leaving. And they, but he didn't know if that was widespread.
Well, generally, what happens at these interim elections or whatever they're called, the midterm ones, is there's usually a pendulum swing back, right? So
every 2 to 4 years.
Trump and the Republicans win in 2016, and then
they
lose seats in 2018. It's almost guaranteed.
Which is what they've been doing for the last 2 years, is all this pro-Putin. The Republicans are pro-Putin, and they rigged the election, and they're making peace with with Kim Jong-yum. And what are we going to do about it? We're unhinged. We've got to do something about it. And the pendulum swings back.
Trump does deserve some kudos for the Kim Jong-un thing. I mean, that was pretty historic.
His first time.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. We talked in detail about that.
We've spoken about this on the show before. Dennis Rodman. He's not getting
enough credit
that he deserves.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman laid the track for this, for sure. Nolan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, again, the names don't really mean much to me, but, you know, I feel sorry for these libertarians outside of New Hampshire, man. They are just, they're so desperate. They're so lonely.
They're beating a dead horse.
They're trying desperately to, like, find something to grab onto that feels semi-libertarian, and it's just like, these politicians are not libertarians that you're talking about. I mean, I don't know who they are, and maybe one of them really is libertarian, but I doubt it, right? Because wouldn't we have heard about an actual
Ron Paul type libertarian?
A Ron Paul. Wouldn't we get the catch wind of something like that existing out there?
I don't know, because when Ron Paul was running for president, we never heard any of his speeches. We never heard him going out there to the packed stadium.
I saw Ron Paul speak in New Hampshire.
It was this, no, you did.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the mainstream media. And by the way, the same thing with, love him or hate him, Bernie Sanders. The establishment chose to exclude these two individuals. And so, no, I think that they'll just, no, that the way they play the game, they just ignore you.
I'm not saying we'd hear through mainstream media. I would say we'd hear through the libertarian channels that these people exist. And they don't. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is definitely not too late to get up to ForkFest. You don't have to worry about it selling out, because there are no tickets. You just show up at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and you can camp if you want to do that. You can bring your RV if you want to do that. They've got RV spaces. And also, if you would prefer to hotel it, they've got a motel right there on the site.
You've got to get a site. Or try bunking up with someone else in someone else's site.
And that's usually possible.
But there's no ticket price.
Correct.
There's no admittance fee.
Unlike the following event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which comes up right afterwards. So the ForkFest is the 14th through the 18th, and then the Porcupine Freedom Festival starts on the 19th. That one you do need to have a ticket for, and they've got all kinds of organizers and board of directors and that whole thing. ForkFest is decentralized, which means that you are in charge of what you do. Maybe you want to just hang out and camp with other libertarians. That's easy. Or perhaps you want to create a thing for the other people there to do. Maybe you want to create an event of some sort. I know our very own Darrell W. Perry, who is not with us on the air tonight, is planning on multiple athletic events that he's going to be holding, including what he calls a beer mile, where participants will have to drink an entire beer after each quarter-mile lap. And then, basically, by the time you're done, you've polished off four whole beers after having run a mile.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You thinking about doing that one, TJ?
You know, ethanol and me do not really get along. My father was a severe alcoholic, but I tend to hurl my lunch whenever I get too drunk, and I end up with a terrible hangover. But, yeah. I for Daryl's sake, I will do it.
Really? I don't know if you want to. I mean, if you're more likely to hurl, I would imagine you're more likely to hurl if you've ran a mile while drinking.
You know, I am a big fan of the ethanol, but I just don't. I can't get my mind around consuming four beers in, what,
running?
6 minutes?
No, you're not going to do a 6 minute mile.
I am.
No, you're not.
I could do a 7 minute mile right now.
Well, that's very impressive.
But taking beer breaks in between each quarter?
Yeah, because you've got to pound a whole beer.
8 minutes.
So you can pound a beer in 15 seconds?
Well, I don't know. I've never timed myself. I'm a sipper.
I don't know if you get disqualified if you spill any, too. I don't know what the rules are. We don't have Daryl here to tell us about that, but I will ask him when we get up there. So he's putting on things. There's going to be the Alt Expo where you can do. There's going to be speechifying going on there. There's a wedding happening on Sunday. So
you want me to tell you about my event that's going on?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about it?
Of course I want to talk about it. We're having a letter writing campaign. So.
That's right.
Yes, to Ross Ulbricht in prison.
Awesome.
So the idea is, you know, we'll have plenty of paper.
Are you going to do this right after the beer slugging mile?
No, we might do it while people are a little bit more creative, you know.
There you go.
But no, you know, right around the campfire and just share ideas of like, oh, do you think he made like this? What? Try to cheer him up. Try to give him hope and inspiration because he is facing two.
You guys should do video letters.
Video letters?
You can't do that. How would he watch the video?
He doesn't have those. He doesn't have that right to.
Nope. When you're a Bureau of Prison inmate, they restrict your federal prison is not a fun road to hoe.
I mean, most anybody in jail isn't going to be able to watch a video. I mean, there's just no way to send a video in.
Maybe I don't know that much about jail.
But I will say this. What you can do is with federal inmates, if you know the inmate, if they know you, they do have access to an email system where they have to pay, like, by the word or something like that to send emails. So they do have an email system in federal prisons. I don't know if Ross is able to access that. He may be in a communications management unit.
It's funny. He's out actually at ADX Florence. We're in Colorado. So,
That's near where you live.
Yeah, he's just a short 2-hour drive. So I've actually thought about going down there and visiting him.
Sure. You probably have to get some sort of advance approval.
I've already been looking into that, and I'll talk it over with the family. But you're allocated 5 visitors for friends or associates.
I see.
And so I don't know if he's allocated all those to his actual family members, but...
I bet you he hasn't. I mean, just saying, just knowing how it is when you're in jail, you know, people forget about you.
Yeah.
And they, you know, if you're lucky to have somebody come visit you who's in your family, because it's easy to be busy and get, you know, even if you care about somebody, it's like, you know, it's easy to be busy on the outside, and on the inside, the days are passing quite slowly for those people, and just getting one piece of mail can really make a difference. For somebody in there. So you're going to make it easy for people. You're going to provide the paper,
the stamps, the letters,
pens, the stamps.
And most importantly, all they need to provide is the love and the creativity.
There you go.
And, you know, you provide the sentiment and just say, okay, you know, and write and let the words flow.
Now, what day is that happening during ForkFest?
You know, I haven't decided on that. But I mean, there will be an event. And, of course, it doesn't even have to be a particular day, because if you just stop by my tent and you say...
It'll be any old time, then.
Any old time, because, you know how I work. I tend to guilt trip people in. I'll do something nice for them and then say, you know, that hamburger I just bought you, you know, you could repay me. You don't give me money.
Just write
a letter to Ross Ulbricht or something, you know.
So that's another thing you'll be able to do. Go to forkfest.party if you want to learn more about what's happening. There are a couple of calendars that are competing because, again, there's no central control. Anybody can do whatever they want. And forkfest.party is, of course, an unofficial website in which links to other places like the forum, the Telegram chat, and more. Let's go to, we got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Hello, Bad Slave.
Thank you. The idea of Trump.
What about Trump?
The idea of that man.
Okay.
That, you know, he's making America great again, supposedly, right? I mean, MAGA, it's got the red hats, got everything going.
Yeah.
How is that not a liberty focus?
What do you mean, a liberty focus?
Well, I think that what made America great in the first place was a liberty focus. Do we not agree on that?
Is building a wall around the country a liberty focus?
Well, of course not. That's my point.
You're not saying Trump is a liberty person. You're saying that making America great again would only happen if it was freedom, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that it should actually lean strongly in that direction.
I think we all think America should be more free.
And people look at, you know, what's going on with the police, what's going on with the bulk of really bad law that's supposed to be the rule of law that runs us all. And also, you know, Trump his wall. Trump is, you know, the boat is completely missed on the Black Lives Matter, the fact that that the police hide the deaths that they cause. The police are, you know, and that, you know, this White Rose, I just watched a short YouTube of the woman, Cato, I guess her name is.
Yep.
Is this the mom or the daughter?
Cato Mealy.
The mom. And she, you know, she believes in the, you know, the anti-Hitler thing. Which,
oh, really? So it wasn't a coincidence why they called it the White Rose.
She's anti-bigotry, anti-fascist, anti-alt-right.
So what you're saying is here, and thank you, by the way, Badsley, for that call. You had speculated that she was anti those things, and now you're saying it's more confirmed. Basically, he's saying he confirmed it. He's seen a video about that.
The video in the interview, you can tell, but if you actually look at her establishment, she has posters on, and this is not the daughter, this is the mother.
Right.
You know, anti-nationalist sentiment on her windows. And, of course, she changed the name of, she changed the Pilgrim, which is a sandwich or something, to the vegan caprice or something like that.
Okay.
And they celebrated Indigenous People Day, which I'm in support of myself. But, I mean, she's very definitely questioning a lot of the normal sentiment that...
So this was a huge mistake, in my opinion, right? So for listeners just tuning in, we're talking about a coffee shop called The White Rose in Lynn, Massachusetts.
It was a huge mistake to throw her daughter off the bus.
Yeah,
Not only did she lose the argument that I believe that she taught her daughter to support, but she lost her daughter.
And then she lost her business after that.
She could have stood up and she could have gained the support of everyone in our group, at least.
Right,
even if she is completely left-leaning like she is, I don't go in restaurants, but I might frequent that facility just because of her sentiment.
Because she would have had the courage to stand up.
Correct.
Like her daughter did, who was a manager at this coffee shop. She posted on Facebook a very pro-police accountability, anti-police violence, anti-police state statement, and her mom tried to walk it back in whatever way she could while holding similar beliefs. So, I mean, it's the ultimate act of cowardice on her part, and you know what? The world doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't reward cowardice, you know? And so she's actually trying to hide her real viewpoints. There's probably plenty of people who know, they've been to the shop before, they know what her actual viewpoints are. They may have lost respect for her because she didn't stand up for her beliefs and stand up for her daughter in this case. There's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.